want to welcome Anchor Faith Church. Thank you so much. And St. Augustine, thank you so much for joining us. Let's tell them hello. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You know, there's no distance in prayer, and we're so glad that you are there to join us. You know, I was actually this afternoon looking over some of my notes on prayer. My goodness, I have umpteen thousand notes on prayer. When I first started leading in prayer, actually, it was way before the Word documents, and I didn't know a whole lot about the computer program that I was using, and so I just had the document prayer, and I kept on just adding to that one document. I think I have 365 pages to that one document. And so I went back to that. It was in, can't even remember, it was in AmiPro, for anybody that knows what that was. I went back to those documents today because I still have them. Because I could not exactly remember when we actually started these services here at Rhema Bible Church, specifically for this reason of praying. And I found the document of which I said in that. I said, back in 2000. That's been 21 years ago. And in that, I said that the Lord began dealing with me about starting, and we called it prayer and praise, because sometimes we'd pray and sometimes we would praise. But because he started dealing with me that it was important to start praying and to start strengthening our relationship with God. And the first lesson that I can see was in January of 2000 and 2001. So I think maybe we did it first in December of 2000 and then started in 2001. But I look back. You know, sometimes it's good to look back. Not always, but occasionally it is good to look back, to reference, to make sure that you are still on course for what God has for you. And the thing that he told me then, he said, to strengthen our relationship with God, to develop our prayer life, because it was going to be necessary in these last days. And I don't know about you, but I do believe we are in the last days. And so, you know, I grew up in Pentecost. And there's one thing about my heritage is that we might not have known all of our rights and our privileges and all the things about being led by our spirit, but we did know how to pray. We did know how to pray. And I look back and I thought, okay, God, you know, why were some of the reasons that we knew how to pray? Well, I grew up in the generation, I'm like a walking history book, okay, guys? Sometimes, yeah, I can tell you a lot of stories from many, many years. But I grew up in a generation that my parents and those that were in that generation raising children came out of the Great Depression. And you know, it wasn't easy during those times. I know that sometimes we will look at the songs that were written during those times, and they may not have been as, you know, faith-filled, but I'm telling you what, during those times, heaven looked better than this earth. And most of the time, you know, to survive, they had to trust God for food. I'm telling you, sometimes history does repeat itself. And I think we experienced a little bit of that in 2020, 2020, whenever we all rushed to the grocery stores to buy food and found that the shelves were bare, you know, as we used to hear on the announcements. The shelves were really bare. There weren't bears on the shelves, but they were really bare. And, you know, I was looking at some of the songs because, you know, we sang these songs over and over and over. And one of them, I just looked this one up while ago. It's Jesus Hold My Hand. Anybody know that song? It says, as I travel through this pilgrim land, there is a friend who walks with me, leads me safely through the sinking sand. It is the Christ of Calvary. This would be my prayer, dear Lord, each day. You help me do the best I can, for I need thy light to guide me day and night. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. And you know, during those times, Jesus, God, is the most important part of their life. They learned how to survive by trusting God. And you know, I then look at the generations now. We've had it so good. And many times, you know, when things are so good, we don't look to God. We don't trust God. We don't even appreciate God. We don't even pray to God. I'm making it plain, guys. Until there is a dire reason. And I call that defensive praying instead of offensive praying. It is so very important that we learn to pray and that we pray in spite of what's happening, whether it's good or whether it's bad times. It is time for us to deepen our relationship with God. That automatically, the automatic response in anything is either praising God or calling on God. Because it's those two things that are going to get us through the times that we are experiencing. You know, it got the saints through those times, faith in God, praying to God. And prayer was such an important part of our church service. We had altars. And I know that it was, we prayed, we came to the altar every service, at the end of the service. And we learned how to pray by example. And of course, you know, as I go through history and then there was the history of the healing revival. Oh my goodness. Miracles after miracles after miracles happened. And I believe that that came from prayer, because the leaders, the church had all died and people were praying, God, what are we going to do now? And God raised up those, that mighty healing revival. And guess what? God is still the same today as he was yesterday. But how bad do we want to see the healing and miracles that God has promised that we could have? It's important for us to pray, to pray. And of course, you know, we go through the renewal, the charismatic renewal, the receiving of the Holy Spirit. And the revelation that we received, hearing the word, confessing the word, believing the word. And yet, if we're not careful, it becomes just a formula. and not really heartfelt. And then from that came a prayer movement in the 80s. And I believe that we would have been further along than what we are now. But you know what? The enemy knows how powerful prayer is. Prayer is his worst enemy. And so, therefore, if the enemy can't stop something, he'll try to distort it. And that happened. When you start praying, and you start praying prayers of supplication, intercession, yes, there will be demonic activity that must be taken care of. And yet, there was an overbalance of that. Yeah. I mean, it was a time when we were trying to hold crusades in ballrooms, and they would not even let us come because there had been prayer services there that there were buckets everywhere and people were throwing up in buckets. I know, it was gross. So guess what? Brother Hagin had to get things back in balance. And then all of a sudden it became a dry season. Oh my, my, my. But it's time, guys. It's time for us to rise up and pray for this season, for our time, for a mighty, mighty revival in our nation, in our world. Because you see, a revival will take care of everything else. A revival will take care of everything else. So are you ready to pray? Let's all stand up. Let's all stand up. We're going to pray for the rain of souls. Over in Zechariah 10:1, it says, "Ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain, so the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain to every grass in the field." It's time for down in Texas, we'd call it a gully washer. Do you know what that is? Yeah. An outpouring of the power of God, of the healing power of God. We're going to pray for miracles, signs, wonders. The Great Commission says they shall lay hands. Who's going to lay hands? It says the believers. The believers are going to lay hands on the sick and they might recover. No, 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 no. What does it say? They shall recover. You know, when your mom told you, you shall do something, you knew that there was no option. The Word of God says they shall recover. There's no option. There is no option. When we're full of the Holy Ghost and lay hands on the sick and believe that they shall recover, they shall recover. And so we need to get that holy boldness. And that holy boldness comes with being with Jesus. Being with Jesus. So to get into that attitude, let's sing that hallelujah, hallelujah that we sang this morning. And then we're going to start praying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But we must be diligent to continue to prepare. To continue to draw close to God. To continue to deepen our relationship with Him. To continue to be sensitive to the Holy Ghost. And you see, the only way that you can stay sensitive to the Holy Ghost is to always have your thoughts and your mind on Him. You can be in His presence at any time. You got to learn to yield to the Spirit of God. And that means letting go of yourself. And sometimes that's hard to do. I'm a pretty independent woman. My husband will attest to that. I'm a pretty, you know, I just like, okay, I can do it all by myself. But God says, I want to do it for you. You got to lean on me. You got to trust in me. Oh, my Shelebrasi. And as we lean on him, as we trust in him, we're going to see mighty things. And as we open our hearts up to receive, yes, to be participators and not spectators. To come ready to participate. To come to draw on the gifts that God has for us in each service. Knowing that God is here to answer your every question. He is here to give you wisdom, knowledge, strength, whatever you need. He's here. Oh, he is here. He is here. He's always here. He's always with you. And all we have to do is call upon him. Call upon him. Oh my goodness. Isn't it great to be in his presence? Let's sing that Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus one more time. I love that song.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
Look full.
Look full in his wonderful face.
Hallelujah. The things of earth.
And the things of earth
will grow strangely dim.
Will grow strange.
One more time, turn your eyes. Upon Jesus, nothing else matters. The one thing that God really said to me as I was praying, we got to come together in one mind and one accord. Forget about our personal opinions and look to God's opinion, because he's all that matters. And that's the trick of the enemy, to try to cause confusion in the body of Christ, because he knows if he can cause confusion in the body of Christ, he can stop the Lord's work. But we are going to be, strive to be, one mind, one accord, because that's when the suddenlies happen. I'm ready for the suddenlies. How about you? Well, Anchor Faith, thank you so much for joining us. And have a Merry Christmas, because we won't see you before Christmas. Well, we'll see all of you all. And because we will not have a prayer in December, because it's the 26th and of the last of the month. But we'll start again in January. But we will see you Wednesday night. God bless you.